And then your generational work styles, I wanted to mention those for a little bit. And so knowing what those different styles are. And two things that I've pointed out here is different generations have obviously different mythologies on what it means to be productive in the workplace environment. And each generation has distinct skills and qualities. And when I go into these, you'll see exactly what I'm saying. And the year you were born, in other words, the age and the time of which you grew up. Like, for example, my daughter, who's 24, she has her first big girl job. She's a college graduate. But I remember the first week that she started her big girl job, as I call it, her big pant job, is that she called me and she goes, "Mom, I really don't get it. I don't understand why I have to be there at 9 o'clock every day, as long as I'm getting the work done." And I thought to myself, is she really asking me this question? I can't believe I'm having this conversation. And she was very serious in the fact that she had goals and deadlines and things that she had to meet, different quotas that she had to get in. So she thought as long as she got that stuff done, did it really make a difference for her to show up on time 5 days a week? And I thought, are you serious? Is she really, did I raise her? Is that really my child? But my mythology or my thinking is totally different from hers. So not that she's not a productive person, but so you may have some of those in your work environment, okay? So we'll go through some of those. All right, so let's look at the next slide here. Doug, can you advance me? Okay, traditional. So these are your folks that are born before 1945. So again, going back to their resume and their job description and when they feel that when their birthday is, and having, again, different morals, different values, how they were shaped, what era they grew up in. Because now, think about it. I mean, we didn't have computers, and I remember the first cell phone I had was like the size of bigger than a brick, and it was in a bag. And now look at your little smartphones and things that you have. But these are your traditionals that were born before 1945. They have a great deal of respect for authority. They're very loyal to their employers. And now, again, they're aging out, so they're facing that retirement age, and they were shaped by the Great Depression and World War II. So very different. So we call those our traditionals, being in that's the era in which they were from, okay?